right products at the right prices. Like all Livingston vegetable and flower seeds, 25% off MSRP. $3 off select 16-pound pails of Preen Weed Preventer. Assorted sizes of Technor Apex 0G hoses, also $3 off. And with Mother's Day coming up, save 20% on assorted Dove chocolates. Plus, visit our outdoor garden centers, now open at select Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores.
I'm Ben Juick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
First pitch is 20 minutes or so away. They do a 20 past the top of the hour beginning here at Wrigley Field. And welcome back to the On Deck Show built by Menards. Let us pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Josh Maurer back with you. It's time for the keys to today's game. Brewers and Cubs coming up, and they're presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, as it has been for much of the season, the onus is going to be on the Brewers' starting pitcher to give them as much length as possible. Tobias Myers gets his third major league start here this afternoon, and I'm going to count on him to try to do what Joe Ross did yesterday, as you just heard Pat Murphy talking about. You got to keep the ball in the ballpark always at Wrigley. The wind seems to be blowing in from right field, which could be a help, and just try to give as good of a quality, lengthy outing as possible to give the crew a chance. Injury report is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. I told you earlier here on the On Deck Show that Joey Weimer has been placed onto the injured list. Officially left knee discomfort. We're waiting for word on what the MRI told us about Joey's knee injury suffered yesterday. Cubs getting good news. Justin Steele has been rehabbing. He's their starting pitching ace, and he has been cleared to rejoin the big league rotation, but not until after we leave town. He's going to start Monday for Craig Council's bunch, so we will not see Justin Steele this series. When we come back to the On Deck Show, we hear from the general manager of the Brewers, Matt Arnold, about this wild but very effective start to the season the Brewers have had. Catching up from the GM's office with Matt Arnold next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, are you looking for a career that offers more opportunities? Find out why Schneider stands above the others. In addition to offering the widest selection of home time options, Schneider's safety focus protects drivers. From advanced safety technology on all trucks to giving drivers complete control to determine when it's safe to drive, Schneider delivers. New to trucking? Schneider offers company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options to help you get started. Join a carrier that makes your safety its priority. Search driving jobs near you at SchneiderJobs.com.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA. Your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Wrigley Field, it's the On Deck Show built by Menards. Brewers and Cubs here this afternoon. Our pleasure to welcome on our pregame guest. He's the man in charge, Matt Arnold, the general manager for the Brewers, kind enough to give us a little bit of his busy time. Christian Yelich is on everybody's mind. We haven't seen him for a few weeks now. It's that, that back, it just keeps creeping up and catching him at the worst times, it feels like. He was off to such a great start to the season. What do you expect moving forward? Obviously, caution is going to be what the Brewers go with Yelly as far as his timetable.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you know, Josh, I mean, he was off to such a great start, you know, and that's the hard part is, like, you want to see this guy doing well, and he's doing exactly what we signed up for with him, and he was just wonderful at the start of the season. And then just to see the back kind of flare up a little bit is obviously tough on him, and I know he wants to get that out there, and I know he's working really hard. The big thing for him is just we need to be patient, and he's had some really good days and some days that have been less good, but we want to be patient there. I know he's working his tail off to get back as soon as he can.
You had a big promotion this week. Tyler Black came up to make his major league debut after another great start at AAA for Tyler Black. When you have discussions about what the right time is to send a prospect up to the big leagues, what are the things that go into that equation?
Yeah, there's certainly no formula for it. I mean, I think it's a conversation with our guys in the front office, our coaches, especially Rick Sweet, you know, somebody that's his manager and a guy that I've worked with for a long time here and even going back to our days together in Cincinnati and just trusting his experience there because he's been a minor league manager. He's one of the winningest managers of all time, frankly. And so I trust Sweetie and his judgment and Buffy and those guys. And I just, you know, in conversations with those guys, they felt like it was the right time, you know, and I think I want to listen to those guys and I want to trust those guys. And you know, it's a great opportunity to give our lineup a nice jolt. So we're thrilled to have Tyler.
We talked earlier in this conversation about pitching and the injuries that have happened to the major league staff. How do you feel about where the depth is right now in the organization pitching wise?
Yeah, I feel good about it. Honestly, like up and down. I mean, we have a lot of really interesting candidates and some are moving at different paces. We've seen some guys that are really kind of on the precipice. We feel like somebody like Robert Gasser has certainly put himself in the conversation here and coming back. We just want to make sure, again, he had a little bit of elbow soreness, but want to be cautious with him. But we think he has a chance to help us this year, among other guys as well. And so, you know, it's always, I think every team around the league is dealing with depth around their rotation, but we feel like we have the depth to survive for sure.
Matt Arnold's our guest here. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards at Wrigley. I'm curious, when general managers start to talk this time of year, how serious are discussions about player movement when you're still months before that trade deadline? How serious can things get now when we get into early May?
It depends, honestly. I mean, in some cases, look, we traded for Willy Adames, I think, right around this time of the season, you know, in the past. And so always open for business, you know. I mean, I think that's just what keeps me awake at night. And I love it. I mean, that's part of the gig, and it's a great part of the gig because, you know, I want to try to put the best team on the field. And so certainly, I mean, been on the phone a lot, and if the right opportunity comes to help the team, I'd love to do it.
Let me ask you in general, getting through the next stretch here, we've got some tough games coming up. Cubs, Royals, you come home. The hard schedule continues. How do you feel about the way the team is positioned to kind of withstand this stretch here when it's going to be a difficult month of May and you still got some guys out? Where is the club positioned?
Yeah, look, I think we're in a great spot. I mean, honestly, just organizational health in general. I mean, I think we have a very strong minor league system. The big league team has been in first place for the vast majority of the month, you know, and fighting for that. And you know, we're going to continue to fight. I think we're in a really good spot.
Great stuff, Matt. Thanks for your time and thanks for your candor as well.
Always. Thanks, Josh.
Matt Arnold, our guest. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards at Wrigley. We'll come back and I'll get you today's starting lineups between the Brewers and the Cubs. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Let's go, Brewers! Let's go! Let's go, Brewers! Let's go!
Teach your little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
The Milwaukee School of Engineering's music program will present their final concerts of the year this weekend, and admission is free. Come to Milwaukee and enjoy the MSOE Orchestra, Concert Choir, and Concert Band as they perform a mix of classic and modern music at Grace Lutheran Church, 1209 North Broadway on Saturday, May 4th at 3 p.m. Then Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m., the MSOE Jazz Bands and Jazz Combo will perform a swing and jazz concert on the roof of Grohman Museum at 1000 North Broadway. See you there.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
We continue from Wrigley. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards and getting closer to first pitch, game two between the Brewers and the Cubs. Time for the starting lineups. They're presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. Brewers trying for a fourth straight win and trying to clinch this series with this lineup. Sal Frelick again batting first. Frelick's again in right field here today. William Contreras continues to bat second and continues to do the catching. And Tyler Black gets his third major league start today for the first time. He's the DH. And Black is batting third again. Willie Adames, 9 runs batted in over the last 3 games. He's cleaning up and playing shortstop. For the first time in his major league career, Bryce Terang is hitting 5th in the batting order. Terang, the second baseman. Reese Hoskins is in the 6th spot. He'll play first base today. And it's a third straight start for Oliver Dunn at third base. Dunn is batting 7th. Blake Perkins again is in center field. He'll bat 8th. And back in the starting lineup for the first time in 3 games is Jackson Churio. He will be in left field for the first time in his major league career. And he rounds out the lineup that'll face the tough right-hander Jameson Taillon. Meanwhile, for the Brewers, Tobias Myers gets his third major league start. And he deals with this Chicago starting 9. It begins with Nico Horner. He's the second baseman for Craig Counsell. And veteran right fielder Mike Tauchman is again batting in the 2 spot. The left fielder is Ian Happ, and Happ is hitting 3rd. Yesterday, the only Cubs run came on a home run from Christopher Morel. He's again in the cleanup spot and again playing 3rd base. Rookie Michael Busch is batting 5th. He'll play 1st with Dansby Swanson, the shortstop, hitting 6th. Patrick Wisdom's in there today as the designated hitter. The power bat is hitting 7th. And then Pete Crow Armstrong, the rookie center fielder, is hitting 8th. Again, doing the catching for Chicago, it'll be Miguel Amaya. He rounds out the lineup against Tobias Myers. Myers and Taillon, a pair of right-handers here this afternoon at Wrigley. It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Game two right around the corner. When we come back to the On Deck Show, it's time for more from Lane Grindle. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit PaysBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 Grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards, Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Cedar Crest. Wisconsin Biofuels. And Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers and Cubs. Middle game of this three-game series just around the corner. After this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their Brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Hey.
Here come the Cubs taking the field on a Saturday afternoon at their home, Wrigley Field. Game two between Milwaukee and Chicago is coming up, and this is the end of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Josh Maurer with you. The lineup cards have been exchanged. And with Pat Murphy back from his two-game suspension, he brought out the card from the Crew's first base dugout. Craig Counsell met him from Chicago's dugout at home plate. So it's their first official get-together as adversarial managers. Quick drive around the league brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors who are building Wisconsin together. The big news in baseball, the trade. Luis Arraez who is one of the best hitters in the sport, has been traded from the Miami Marlins to the San Diego Padres. And that is going to turn some eyes. You know that A.J. Preller out in San Diego, he's not afraid to make a big move. And there's the first big move of the season in the majors. Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox underway. Top of the first scoreless. The Twins are looking to improve the longest winning streak in Major League Baseball thus far this season. They've won 11 in a row. They've got Pablo Lopez on the bump. Lane Grindle's here for the play-by-play. He's got the first inning for you. Lane, it's all yours.
So Luis went to bed in Miami, but he arised in San Diego. Yeah. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. And thank you to Josh for the courtesy laugh on the very bad joke. Sal Frelick steps into the box to lead things off here this afternoon against the right-hander and the veteran Jameson Taillon. First pitch misses outside with a fastball at 92. It's 1-0. Underway on time here this afternoon at 1:20 Central. Tyone's 1-0 pitch is a chopper towards second. Horner gets around it. Off balance throw to first in time. And Frelick is the first out. 74 beautiful degrees. Bit breezy as well here this afternoon. The first pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbliss, Liss is more. One away for William Contreras. Had the RBI single to tie the game up in the eighth inning of yesterday's affair. Taillon brings home the pitch and a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Contreras hitting .341, five home runs. He's driven in 26. And the 0-1 offering is hit in the air but foul and out of play first base side. And it's nothing and two on William. Taillon making his fourth start. He had back issues that popped up during spring training, so he got a late start to his season. 0-2 and a swing and a miss. Good sweeper down and away. And he strikes out Contreras for the second out. First strikeout of the afternoon for Jameson Taillon. And there's two down for Tyler Black. So this is start number four for Taillon, 2-0 with a 1.50 ERA. He's pitched at least five innings in his first three starts. As Black swings on it, fouls it back and out of play. It's 0-1. His last start against the Mets, 7 1/3. He's given up no more than a run in each of his starts. He has been a tough customer so far to start the year for Chicago. The 0-1. Black, a bouncer behind the bag at first, fielded by Michael Busch. He will run to the bag and retire Tyler Black, and the Brewers go down in order here in the top of the first inning. We've played half an inning. Brewers nothing, and the Cubs coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. /baseball.
Well, sorry to Mark Casper from Green Bay. He was our contestant in the quick trip around the bases presented by Ferrero. The Brewers did not score in the first inning. Mark? Here's Nico Horner. First pitch from Tobias Myers misses high. It's 1-0. If they would have, $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Ferrero and Quick Trip would have been coming your way. But again, they didn't. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1 on Nico Horner. Horner hitting 279. No home runs. He's driven in seven. 1-1. High fly ball out to left. Back on it is Churio at the wall. It is gone. First home run of the season for Nico Horner. And for the second time in three starts for Tobias Myers, the leadoff batter has taken him deep. It was McCutchen in Pittsburgh, and it was Horner today. 1-0 Chicago. And that's now all three starts for Myers where there's been a first inning home run. Fourth home run surrendered for Myers on the season, and now here's Mike Tauchman. And Myers' pitch is a little bit high. It's 1-0. Well, Tobias has been really aggressive in his first two starts. 1-0 pitch misses low. Two balls and no strikes. It has earned the praise of Pat Murphy and the staff, and likely the front office as well. It's a good recipe. 2-0 missed outside, three balls and no strikes. What you hope doesn't happen is that he starts to nibble a little bit more and he loses that aggressiveness, because he does give up some hard contact occasionally. 3-0 is low and he walks Tauchman. And that's what you're talking about there. He is a young pitcher in terms of experience. And it is easy after you give up some long balls to start to get out of who you are. And the hope is that Myers will get back to being aggressive right here with Ian Happ at the plate. The pitch. And he missed outside with a changeup. It's 1-0. Happ went 2-for-4. In yesterday's series opener. 1-0 pitch. That missed up and away. It's two balls and no strikes. And now six straight out of the zone for Myers after giving up the leadoff home run to Horner. Happ hitting 221. Just one home run on the year for Ian Happ. Got his gold glove presented to him before the game from last season. Myers misses up and in with a cut fastball. That one could have been a strike, but not getting the benefit of the doubt there from Hunter Wendelstedt. And it's 3-0 on Happ. Myers out of the stretch, the pitch. And he missed low. And he walked him. And I would guess Chris Hook is probably already making his way up the steps to head out and visit Tobias Myers. And there he comes. So a solo home run and back-to-back walks and a tough start here in the bottom of the first for Tobias Myers. Trips to the mound presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook. A new era of sports betting at Potawatomi Sportsbook. There's a video wall, self-service kiosks, restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. It's a sports fan's experience. So Chris Hook out there chatting with Myers. You can live with that solo home run from Horner. but you don't want to make a mess of this inning. And back-to-back walks and nobody out here for the Cubs as Hook makes his way back into the Brewers dugout. Myers, to his credit, never looks like the moment is big for him. Always looks confident, calm. It doesn't look like things have sped up on him. But here's the dangerous Christopher Morel, who homered yesterday and has homered in three of his last five games. Myers brings home the pitch, and the curveball dropped in low. It's 1-0. Looks at second base. And the 1-0 pitch. Missed inside. Two balls and no strikes. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite. The original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. So Myers just looking for a strike here. Morel might be ready to try to get after one with a friendly count at 2-0. The pitch missed high. 3-0. And Myers just cannot find the strike zone right now. Out of the stretch, Tobias brings home the 3-0 pitch. There's a strike, and it's 3-1. Fastball on the inside edge at 91. Three-one pitch. High fly ball, left field. Churio tracking it in the left field corner. And that ball will find the seats out of play in foul territory. And the count is full. It's 3-2. A sky-high fly ball down that left field line. Wind pushing the ball that way today as well. So maybe without the wind, it has a chance to stay in play. And Churio can make the catch, but not the case. So a big pitch coming right here for Tobias Myers. Try to get that first out of the inning. And give yourself a window of opportunity to get out of the inning. 3-2. And he skipped one in the dirt with a slider. He walks him. And he's walked the bases loaded. So a solo home run. And now three straight walks issued by Myers. And he's in a very large predicament here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's Michael Busch, who's been swinging it very well of late for the Cubs. 2-for-4 yesterday with a double. 4-for his last 9 at the plate. And the pitch in there with a strike. It's 0-1. Busch hitting 271 on the air. 6 home runs and 17 driven in. The pitch missed outside. One ball and one strike. Brewers defensively behind Myers. Churio in left, Perkins in center, Frelick in right. Dunn's at third, Adames the shortstop, Terang at second, Hoskins at first, and Contreras does the catching this afternoon. The 1-1. Ripped foul and out of play down the right field line. It's 1-2. Inside edge fastball. And Busch pulled that ball down the right field line and way out of play. And so Myers working ahead, which is a spot he's been in a lot in his first two starts, but not today. The pitch rolls one to second base. Terang to shortstop for one. Adames is relay to first, not in time. Run comes home from third. It's 2-0 Chicago. And runners on the corners with one away. Just hits softly enough that Terang, who pivoted and threw to Adames coming across the bag, had to wait enough on that it allowed Michael Busch to leg it out and stay out of the double play. So a fielder's choice RBI for Busch, but a ground ball could get you out of the inning now as Dansby Swanson comes to the plate. If Myers could get out of this with only two surrendered, it would be a major accomplishment, but work to do. First pitch to Swanson, swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 0-1. He took a massive cut at an elevated fastball at 93. That's a very big play, Busch beating that throw out. changes this inning significantly. Jared Koenig getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. 0-1. And Swanson able to check on a slider down low. It's one ball and one strike. 2-0 Chicago. One out, bottom of the first, and runners on the corners for the Cubs. Myers has thrown 23 pitches already in this inning. And the 1-1. Popped up, foul and out of play, first base side. And it's 1-2. Swanson hitting just 224 on the year, three home runs. He's driven in 11. He's just 8 for his last 38 at the plate. Myers comes set, and the 1-2 pitch. Up and in. Contreras threatened to try and backpick Bush at first. Pump fake that direction and then ate the baseball. It's 2-2 on Swanson. 0-for-4 in yesterday's series opener for Dansby Swanson, the former Atlanta Brave. Year two with the Cubs. Uses his timeout, takes a deep breath. And now gets back in the box. Righty versus righty. Myers kicks, delivers. And he's able to check on a slider that missed down and in. And the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. Big crowd here this afternoon at Wrigley, as you might expect on a Saturday. In the mid-70s temp-wise. 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. It's high. And Swanson works the walk. Fourth walk issued by Myers. And he is just struggling to find the strike zone with any kind of consistency here in this first inning. And now here's Patrick Wisdom, the number 7 hitter in the order for the Cubs. First offering, and Wisdom took a strike. It's 0-1. Brewers yesterday began a stretch of the first of 13 games in a row. So Joe Ross's start yesterday was very important to get some length out of him. 0-1. Popped him up. Foul territory. That is going to find the seats third base side. And out of play. And he's ahead of Wisdom 0-2. So the Brewers would love for Myers to get out of this inning and try to settle into this game from there. But they do have Koenig up in the bullpen warming. 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt. Did not chase that slider. One ball and two strikes. Brewers won game one yesterday 3-1. Cubs already with more offense in the first inning today than they had in 9 innings yesterday. One-two pitch. And he missed down and away with a slider. And it evens up. Two balls and two strikes. The Cubs are just not offering at that slider. For the most part today, it hasn't been a strike, and they're just taking that pitch every time. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup down and in. A right-on-right changeup. And one of the best pitches Myers has thrown in this inning. And he gets the swinging strikeout of Patrick Wisdom. Ortho ASAP. Strikeout for Myers. And boy, was it a big one. And now an out away from maybe limiting the damage here in this inning. Here's Pete Crow Armstrong. First pitch. Armstrong lashes one foul off the netting above the Cubs third base dugout. It's 0-1. Armstrong hitting 259, a home run, 7 driven in. 0-for-3 in yesterday's game. Myers, the 0-1 pitch. And he checked on a changeup, called strike. And he might have got a call that time from Wendelstedt. When you've walked 4 in an inning, you're normally not going to get that call. But Myers got it, and he's got him behind. No balls and two strikes.
0-2 pitch. Missed outside. Tried to get him to expand a little bit more with another changeup. Didn't go out there. It's 1-2 on the Cubs' number 8 hitter. 1-2 pitch. Popped up, foul, and out of play. And it stays at 1-2. This inning could go a lot of different directions still. Bases are loaded for the Cubs. And one big swing could give them a huge advantage early. But Myers can get the final out. It'd be a lift for the Brewers going back to the dugout. 1-2, he went around. They appeal to third just to make sure, and Nick Marley agrees. A pitch up. Pete Crow Armstrong tried to check. He fell down in the process. And Myers gets tough and back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning. And the Cubs leave the bases loaded. They do get two. And they lead 2-0 as we head to the second on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your lawn and garden headquarters. They make it easy for you. Shop in-store or at farmandfleet.com. Find value and quality at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
2-0 Cubs as we head to the second inning. Willie Adames leads off for the Brewers and takes strike one. He is today's cleanup hitter, brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated, loyalfamilyrenovations.com. Swings on this pitch and fouls it up the third baseline. No balls and two strikes on Adames. An RBI single in the eighth inning of yesterday's game. 0-2 pitch. And Willie took a slider down and away. And it's 1-2. 277 average, 6 home runs and 22 driven in. The 1-2 pitch fouled back into the net, and it stays at 1-2 on Willie. Well, all things considered, Tobias Myers did a nice job of limiting the damage in that bottom of the first inning. Could have been much worse. 1-2. Check swing, foul, and out of play behind home plate.
Lane, he was probably one hitter away from being taken out of the game. If he didn't get Patrick Wisdom, I bet you Kandig would have faced Crow Armstrong.
Pitch is low with a slider. Adames able to check his swing, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaya would have been the next batter.
Well, I'm saying if he hadn't gotten Wisdom.
I got you, yeah.
They would have brought in the lefty probably for Pete Crow Armstrong, and you would have had to have essentially a bullpen game.
Understood. Yeah, I think you're right. 2-2 pitch to Adames. And he takes low, and he's worked the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes, a 37 pitch inning for Tobias Myers in that bottom of the first. Here's the 3-2 and a called third strike. Cut fastball right at the knees. Adames knew it. Strikes out looking. Second strikeout for Tyone. And there's one away for Bryce Terang. Terang hitting about as high as you'll ever see him in the lineup, at least this season so far, hitting in the five spot today for the Crew. And he takes a first pitch strike with a fastball on the outside edge. It's 0-1. What a season it's been for Terang. He went 2-for-4 yesterday. 0-1. Takes a curveball for strike two. Hitting .317, two home runs and 12 driven in for Bryce Terang. It has been a dream start to the year for the Brewers second baseman. 0-2 pitch. Down and in. And it's a ball and two strikes on Bryce. Reese Hoskins in the on deck circle. Brewers trailing 2-0 here on the top of the second inning. 1-2 pitch. Terang, chopper towards second. Charging it is Horner. He bobbles, throws to first, not in time. And a pretty good save by Michael Bush to knock the throw down so it didn't go into the Brewers dugout. Terang will reach on an E4. And he is aboard here with one out. Nico Horner got his gold glove before the game. That was not on the highlight reel. You never see that from Nico Horner. He is as good as they come. Glasses fell off in the process of trying to field that ball. Hoskins takes a strike at 0-1. They gave him a hit. I don't know about that one.
Well,
would you agree? That's a gold glove second baseman.
Yeah.
I think that'll get changed. 0-1. Hoskins ground ball left side. Gets under the glove of Swanson. He knocks it down into shallow left field. Stopping at second is Terang. That one can be a hit. Reese Hoskins, well placed ground ball deep in the hole. And the Brewers have something cooking here in the top of the second inning. Well, Cubs missed an opportunity to put a big hole in this game in the bottom of the first, and now the Brewers coming right back at them here in the top of the second. Here's Oliver Dunn. The at-bats have been better the last couple of games for Oliver Dunn. And the pitch squared to bunt. Pulled the bat back and took a ball with a curveball low. It's 1-0. Terang at second, Hoskins at first, and one away. 1-0 pitch. And Dunn took a strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1 on Oliver Dunn. Hitting .231 on the air with a home run and 5 driven in. Tyone brings home the pitch, and Dunn checks on a fastball that missed outside. It's 2-1. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. Hopefully you've got enough of your charcoal to grill all weekend long back home in Wisconsin. 2-1 pitch. Dunn takes a strike. It's 2-2. With those Italians, Polish, the brats, all of them sizzling on that grill. And then, of course, make sure you have some Pine River Cold Pack cheese spread and some of that Cedar Crest frozen custard. 2-2 to Dunn. Takes it low with a curveball. And now the count is full. Good at bats being put together here by the Brewers. Remember, Adames had worked the count full in the initial at bat before he struck out to start up this inning, making Tyone throw some pitches after not throwing hardly any in the top of the first. 3-2 pitch to Dunn. Swing and a miss. Beat him with a fastball at the very top of the zone. And that is a really good pitch from Jameson Tyone to record his third strikeout of the afternoon. And now two down and Blake Perkins coming to the plate.
Perkins 0 for 4 yesterday. Hitting 264 on the season. First offering to Blake. In there with a strike, it's 0-1. Cubs defensively, Happ, Crow Armstrong, and Tauchman left, right in the outfield. Morrell's at third, Swanson at short, Horner at second, Bush is at first, and Amaya does the catching here today for the Cubs. 0-1 to Perkins. And he checked, but it was in there for a fastball strike on the outside edge. And he finds himself behind, nothing and two. 2-0 Chicago, top of the second inning. Tyone working from the stretch. Set at the chest in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball down in the dirt. Perkins strikes out. Tyone with three strikeouts in a scoreless second inning as the Brewers strand a pair of runners. We go to the bottom of two. It's 2-0 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
When planning your next getaway, you want to be sure you have all your bases covered. The Island Resort and Casino has all the amenities you'd expect from a premier resort destination. Plus, well, you could say it's bases loaded with two championship golf courses, a luxury hotel and spa, Vegas-style gaming, casual and fine dining, and live entertainment. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to plan your trip today. Because when it's the Island Resort and Casino, your total experience is a grand slam.
Every pitch all season long.
Swing and a drive. Left center
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Two to nothing. Cubs lead the Brewers as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Here at Wrigley Field, Miguel Amaya, number nine hitter in the order for the Cubs, takes a first pitch strike from Myers, and it's 0-1. You learn a lot about a young pitcher like Tobias Myers in this situation. A one pitch. Lined right into the glove of Oliver Dunn at third base, who squeezes it for the first out of the inning. Better start to this inning than that of the first. Can you, as a young pitcher, control your breathing, calm yourself down, find what you need to find, and continue to grind through the outing for your team? Here's Nico Horner in there with a strike. It's 0-1. Horner homered back in the first inning for his first home run of the season. 0-1 pitch. Line foul up that third baseline. And it's 0-2 on Horner. And Myers' ability to come back and strike out back-to-back batters and limit the damage to just the two runs in that first inning was noteworthy. 0-2. Down and in with a fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes. And if he can settle in and give the Brewers a few more innings on the mound, that would be an impressive feat. And it would show you and tell you something about the toughness of Tobias Myers as he misses down low. And it's two balls and two strikes here on Horner. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the second inning. 2-2. Swung on and fouled back. That pitch was way up and in with a changeup, and Horner
probably regrets taking a cut at that one. And now he'll use his timeout. Well, if the Brewers have an opportunity to come from behind like they did yesterday and collect a save like Trevor McGill did yesterday, it'll be brought to you by Fleet Farm. 2-2, high fly ball out to right, playable for Freeland. Back a couple of steps, now back in a step, and makes the catch for out number two. Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop. From hardware to pet food, you'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. Two down for Mike Tauchman. He started that string of three consecutive walks issued by Myers in the first. And a changeup in there for a strike. It's 0-1. We've seen a lot of the changeup today from Tobias. The breaking pitch has been featured as well. And here's a tapper foul up the first baseline. And he's in front of him 0-2. This is the Myers we saw more of in the first two outings, where he was coming right at these hitters and trying to get ahead early. Tauchman uses a timeout and backs out of the box. O2 pitch. Line down the left field line and out of play. Foul ball off the bat of Tauchman. Stays at 0-2. Two outs and nobody on. Bottom of the second inning here, Wrigley. 0-2 pitch. Lined out towards right. Frelick on the run into a slide. He makes the catch. Soft liner that hung up there a little bit. And Frelick got a good read on it. Went into a slide, made the catch just before the ball would have gone into foul territory. Made that catch in fair territory. Nice play by Frelick. And a 1-2-3 bounce back inning for Tobias Myers. We head to the third. 2-0 Cubs on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Only at Z-Bart.
2-0 Cubs out in front. We head to the third. Here's Josh.
All right, Lane. Jackson Churio begins it against Jameson Taillon and takes strike one. Batting in the ninth spot today, the 0-1. Fouled back, and it's nothing in two. Churio then the top of the order. Frelick and Contreras do up. Taillon gave up a couple of infield hits last inning, but struck out the side. He's got four punch outs in two scoreless innings. 0-2 pitch is fouled back again by Churio over the screen. Jackson's been given a few days to hit the reset button. Didn't start the last couple of games, but he had a big pinch hit yesterday. 0-2 again. Tried to check on a pitch down and away, but he committed. breaking ball that was low and outside, but he went around, said first base umpire John Tumpane. And so it is five strikeouts for Tyone, the first time through the Brewers order here today. He has continued his dazzling pitching. One out for Sal Frelick. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Three bagger in the third. Sal took in the dirt. Today's contestant, Joan Mayer from Campbellsport. Joan wins a Pottawatomie prize package. If a member of the crew hits triple this inning, visit WTMJ.com to enter. 2-0 Cubs. And the 1-0. Frelick took low. It's 2-0. Sal grounded out to second to begin the game. One out here in the third, and the 2-0 pitch. Low, it's ball three. Fastball. Glad you're with us, and we hope you're having a great start to your week.